KZSU's Wednesday Night Live brings you Bay Area bands live from our basement studios every Wednesday night, live at 9 p.m.
Okay, attention!
Attention!
So tune in for the best in live Bay Area music without even having to leave your house. Take a trip and never leave the farm, kiddies.
Sing on? Can you hear me back there?
That's Wednesday Night Live, each week at 9 p.m., only on 90.1 FM, KZSU, Stanford.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU Stanford with returning guest and lecturer here at Stanford, Ramsey Salty, originally from Lebanon. Ramsey, welcome back for, I don't know, it's got to be the fifth time. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday,
oh,
Ramsey.
No. Oh,
happy
no,
birthday.
Bird. How did you find
we won't
out?
Say, you told me. We won't say the number. We won't say the number, but happy birthday.
No, you can say it. It's 29.
Okay, you're 29.
I'm 29. I've been 29 for about 20 years.
Gee, you just look 22, but you got a voice of a 50-year-old man.
Is it any wonder I like keep doing your show, Bird? I mean, to me, I save on therapy and self-esteem issues.
Jumping around in those smoke-filled discos will do it, won't it?
Indeed, indeed. With listening to the Bee Gees and John Travolta.
Anyway, Ramsey, you're a lecturer here in the Arabic language.
Yeah.
Here at Stanford, and we've talked about that many times on the show, but you brought music for the first half of the show today related to the uprising in the Middle East.
Yeah, and this is really like why I'm so excited about being on the show. I mean, I always try to bring music from different parts of the Middle East and different Arabic countries.
You're an expert at it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it happens to be my passion and my love, mm-hmm. So you know how I feel about bringing that music. But
sure.
Today, it gains on an even larger significance, Bird, because of everything going on on in the Middle East since we did the last show. I mean, I don't think even the Tunisian uprising had begun.
No.
And so, you know, we were talking about Tunis and we were talking about, you know, different cities and playing music from there. And who would have thought that here we are a couple of months later and all this stuff has happened. So what I did for the show, at least for the first half of the show, is to bring in music that has in many ways fueled the uprisings in the Middle East.
Really? Music helped fuel it?
Music has played an instrumental role. I mean, you know that this kind of uprising is really, really different and radical and special because it has been internet generated. It has had to do with technology. It has had to do with modernity. This is not, you know, people shouting out Allahu Akbar with the Quran. This is not an Islamic movement that's calling for the veiling of women. And these are young people who are using Twitter and Facebook to meet in different places to demonstrate against corrupt systems. This is a whole new generation that has grown up with computers and with access to where the governments themselves are sort of these old dinosaurs that aren't able to keep up. So what do? They cut the internet. The kids are finding ways to get around that. And so hip-hop music has been at the heart of these kind of uprisings.
Wow.
And to think of hip-hop music sung in Arabic sounds kind of jarring at first, but it is so powerful. The lyrics are amazing. They are talking about anti-corruption in the government, the fact that you can't, you know, walk on the street and feel safe if you're like a woman in some parts of the Arab world. They're speaking about equality. They're talking about, you know, very secular kind of, it really reminds me of civil rights.
Now, are these things they couldn't talk about before?
They couldn't talk about it. You know, under the Mubarak system, you could be, you know, detained for criticizing the government. Mm. And certainly under, you know, in Tunis, it was literally a crime to kind of criticize the powers that be. And that's why when the Egyptian uprising began, you know, who would have thought it would have led to all this. But when it started, it was really generated by one single song. I mean, certainly, you know how it started. One man burned himself alive protest, saying, you know, this is, you know, and that's what started literally the quote-unquote fire that, you know, led to the Tunisian uprising.
Where did this song come in?
Well, so this guy named El General, obviously he's not using his real name, you know, at the time, this young singer who's actually now at the cover of Time magazine this week is, you know. He's on the cover.
So we can actually see him.
Yeah, he actually released his picture. He's safe
not hiding
now.
Out anymore then.
He's not, but it could have gone either way. I mean, the kid was, you know, this hip-hop artist whose name is El General, was actually detained by the Tunisian government at the time and was put in jail. And I remember, you know, even CNN and Al Jazeera and all the networks were kind of really worried about this kid because he released the song on the internet. It's called Ra'is Liblad, which means president of the country. And it's all about president of our country. Listen, your people are starving. Listen, we have degrees that we can't work with. We need opportunities. We need freedom. Oh, president of the country, why aren't you listening? And that song became the anthem for the uprisings. And then it spilled over into Egypt and people in Egypt started to sing Ra'is Liblad, oh, president of the country, only this time applying it to Mubarak.
Oh, really?
Indeed.
So this song jumped borders?
It jumped borders, and it started it all. Then, of course, you had Egyptian young men and women singing hip-hop and kind of taking on the General El General's song and the theme and making it apply more to Egypt. And I did bring you one of those songs, brand new one, by you know, an Egyptian artist. His name is Ahmed Diab, and he sang a song called Egypt Has Spoken. And
so the first song we're going to
post-revolution.
Sorry to interrupt. The first song we're going to hear today, hear next. This is that song by El General that started the Tunisian uprising.
And I don't think it's been played on KZSU. I kind of checked Zookeeper. You know, it was very difficult to kind of, you know, get it, but it's there. And you'll be able to hear the beginning with, you know, the Tunisian revolution going on.
You'll have to come back and translate for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be happy to. So we'll play that and then we'll segue right into the Egyptian ones. So we'll play like a cluster of three songs.
Okay.
It's going to tend to be hip-hop heavy, the first part of. So it's those listeners out there who may not like hip-hop, hang on. We do have, you know, more romantic stuff coming up, which we want to please everyone.
Here it is, El General.
Earlier today in Tunisia, political unrest is very unusual there, but a desperate act by a young man recently set off 3 days of rioting in a provincial town. He was sick of poverty and corruption, so he set himself on fire in front of the local government building. We go to Sidi Bouzid.
استبلاد هاني اليوم نحكي معاك باسمي واسم الشعب الكل اللي عايش في الاحلاف 2011 ما زال فما شكون يموت بالجوع حاب يخدم باش يعيش لكن صوته مش مسموع اهبط للشارع وشوف العباد ولات وحوش شوف الحاكم بالمتراك تاك تاك ما على بالوش مادام ما فما حد باش يقول له كلمه لا حتى القانون اللي في الدستور نفخوا وشرب ماه كل نهار نسمع قضيه ركبوها له بالسيف فورطون الحاكم يعرف اللي هو عبد نظيف نشوف فلاح ليش تهرب في نسال ما تحاش فيه زعما ترضى هالبنتك عارف في كلامي بك العين عارف مدامك هو ما ترضاش الشر لصغارك الور هذا ميساج عبارة واحد من صغارك تحكي معاك من الصفرانس انا عايشين كل كلاب اشترى الشعب عايشين الذل وذاقوا من كاس تعذير
رئيس البلاد شعبك بيد برشا عبد من سبلك لاد هاكا تشوف اش قاعد صاير في البلاد مقاسي باركو وناس ما قادش فين تبات هاني نحكي باسم الشعب اللي ظلموا واللي داسوا بالسرقات رئيس البلاد شعبك بيد برشا عبد من سبلك لاد هاكا تشوف اش قاعد صاير في البلاد مقاسي باركو وناس ما قادش فين تبات هاني نحكي باسم الشعب اللي ظلموا واللي داسوا بالسرقات
رئيس البلاد وطلي يحكي من غير خوف انا حكيت لكن عارف اللي نهايتي كان الكفوف نشوف في برشا ظلم هذاك علاش اخترت كلاب وطوصوني برشا عباد اللي نهايتي كان الاحلام لكن الى متى التونسي عايش في الاوهام وينها حريه التعبير ريت منها كان الكلام سميتو تونس بالخضراء رئيس البلاد هاك تشوف اليوم البلاد ولا الصحراء مقسومه على زوج ظروف سارقات بالمكشوف بالخوره ملكو البلاد من غير ما نسمي انت تعرف شكون مهالعباد برشا فلوس كانت ماشيه مشاريع وانجازات مدارس صومي صحات بناءات وتعديلات لكن ولات الكلاب فلوس الشعب عباو الكروش سرقوا نهبوا فكوا خطفوا في الكراسي ما سيبوش نعرف لي برشا كلام في قلب الشعب ما يوصلش كان جا الوضع من غير ظلم راني اليوم ما نتكلمش
رئيس البلاد شعبك بلاد برشا عباد من سبلك لاد هاكا تشوف اش قاعد صاير في البلاد مقاسي باركو وناس ما قادش فين تبات هاني نحكي باسم الشعب اللي ظلموا واللي داسوا بالسرقات بلاد شعبك بلاد برشا عباد من سبلك لاد هاكا تشوف اش قاعد صاير في البلاد مقاسي باركو وناس ما قادش فين تبات هاني نحكي باسم الشعب اللي ظلموا واللي داسوا بالصباط
اوكي صوت البلاد جنرال 2011 نفس الحال نفس المشاكل والسفرانس رئيس البلاد رئيس البلاد
رئيس البلاد شعبك بلاد برشا عباد من سبلك لاد هاكا تشوف اش قاعد صاير في البلاد مقاسي باركو وناس ما قادش فين تبات هاني نحكي باسم الشعب اللي ظلموا واللي داسوا بالسرقات بلاد شعبك بلاد برشا عباد من سبلك لاد هاكا تشوف اش قاعد صاير في البلاد مقاسي باركو وناس ما قادش فين تبات هاني نحكي باسم الشعب اللي ظلموا واللي داسوا بالسرقات
رغم اعتزازي إلا من بعد الحياة النساء مصر قالت الحقيقة في العزيمة والإرادة هم دول سر الريادة والعمل أفضل عبادة تستحق ميت ثواب تستحق ميت ثواب
اللي شو مغير بالبلد ده هلا تخلوا الاسعار اللي شو لعبه العمري هتا نكشف الاسرار بدك نحكي عن ديمقراطيه لبنان مزبوط بطل احكي عن ديكتاتوريه الكهرباء والمزود بتقولوا تضخم مالي بس ما اكتفيتوا بالدول واللي كان يمشي حاله سكرتوا له الحدود اللي شو مغير بالبلد ليه ما في هدوء زاد الاشخاص بالسياسه زاد الحروب كلهم بيشجعوا الطائفية إسلام مسيحية خلينا هيك مشين بركة من عيد حرب الأهلية بيحكي باسم الشعب كله مصلحش محتال بيسلم عليك بيد اليمين بيخنقك بيد الشمال بلد غرقان بتجوم والطوائف عم بتزيد السلاح كترانه والميليشيات عم بتبيض حواجز وين ما كان أمن العم درك وشاش جرائم انفجارات تغلب وش مخفر حباش ومن بعد الحرب العكار صار والعين من بعد بيسترجي يحكي مع بوك الإسكان معاش بيوصل للشاي بشهر إيه شهر لا نصه بيروح للأكل نص التاني بينسرق
عمين عم بتكذبوا عمين عم بتركبوا أفلام بتمثلوا لمين عم بتبيعوا أحلام بعد نطيم السلام لمين بعده تم على العدام بتكذبوا عمين عم بتركبوا أفلام بتمثلوا لمين عم بتبيعوا أحلام بعد نطيم السلام لمين بعده تم على العدام
شو مغير بالبلد هتا نكشف الحسابات اللي من بعد الحرب شو عملوا بالمساعدات تي في بعدها والعاني خي عقبال مين مين بيحصل على الضمانات الاجتماعية الله يعين يلي بيوقع بين ايدين الحكمة المرض صاير تجارة والمستشفى معنى كذب سرقة ما حدا بيحترم الانسان جمعيات الخيرية جايبين مصرياتهم من وين كله عم بتهجر الشباب عم بتهجر بس مار حقه بلوي يا بتدفع يا بتنفجر بين سوريا وامريكا النواب مقصومين بس ولا واحد عنده برنامج للشعب ضرائب بلدية فاتورة اتصالات أغلى من أي بلد أدعس انترنت اشتراك للموتور نقلة ماي ودش كان أصدم بالتقنين إنه كهربا ما فيش خد راكلها كيماوي والماي معبية كلس مش معروف اللحم منين خلينا على الزحتر والخبز ألفو إنسي تاتش صاروا مليارديرية ونحنا بعدا مننتخب زاد الحرامية اللي مين بعد بهمه الإنسانية أيام بحس عدوة هي الدولة اللبنانية.
And welcome to a very special edition of the Lunch Special here, heard every Monday from noon to one with a different Stanford alumni, professor, current lecturer, and Ramsey Salty.
Indeed. Hi.
Lecturer of Arabic Studies is with us today. And you, Ramsey, just in case folks just tuned in, those were three songs in a row that correlate directly to the uprising in the Middle East right now. And why don't you go ahead and just kind of tell the folks what they just heard?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I want, it was a lot of hip hop, I know, and usually I don't bring that kind of music.
Apologize for hip hop, Ramsey.
No, I'm
it
not.
It started a revolution.
Absolutely. Right.
And the hip hop kids keep telling us this music is powerful. And those of us that are over 40,
yeah.
And I know you're not.
No, of course not.
Even though it's your birthday today.
No, I mean, I can't even drink alcohol in this country. I'm that young.
Sure. But hip hop started the revolution.
In all honesty, I mean, I think the words, even if you're not really, you know, familiar with the tune or you don't like the kind of, you know, beat that accompanies a lot of rap and hip hop, the words are so amazing in these rap songs because they're these amazing young people from a generation of Arabs across the Arab world who were kind of, everybody had given up on them. They were like, this is going to be the dead generation. They're not going to change anything. They accept the status quo. And if anything's going to change, it's going to turn into an ultra-religious Islamic movement. And I think that these young men and women have really taken a chance and gone out into the streets with their hip-hop songs. They've borrowed the rhythm from the West, but the issues that they're discussing are very local and very, very Middle Eastern-centered. And so what we heard were three songs in a row. The last one we heard was by a hip-hop artist from Lebanon. His name is Reyes Beik, and we know his first name is Wael, no last name ever given, and the song was called Lamine, and it criticized the Lebanese government for being often sort of sacrificing the rights of their citizens to, healthcare and other sort of social rights, I would say, it was done in a very sort of direct way. I don't think that song would have gained the momentum it did if it wasn't for Tunisia and Egypt being right before it. You know, people are, it's kind of like snowballing.
Did that song exist before the revolution?
Yeah.
Before the uprising?
It did, but I think it's starting to get played a lot more now.
Oh.
Because, you know, when at first it was really underground. Now it's like.
Relevant.
Now it's relevant. We're playing it on the Lunch Special, you know. And
is there more of that music surfacing now or being made now that the revolution is, and let's call it the uprising, that and it's going across the whole Middle East like a virus.
Absolutely.
Jumping from country to country, right?
Yeah, but it's a virus that many people want to catch. So,
I didn't mean it negatively.
Yeah, no,
at
of
all.
Course. And yes, it is. I mean, Bahrain, today Libya, you know, it's just,
right.
It's catching on.
Is there more music coming out that you know of?
Absolutely. And there was so much coming out, Bird, that I literally had to just pick one, you know, where it's an hour show, but I picked the General one for Tunis. Mm-hmm. And that was the first song we heard in this cluster. And that was the song that, as we said, began the uprising because it spoke about the man who burned himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went from that into a song that was released 2 days ago by an Egyptian pop icon. His name is Hamed Diab, who is usually not very political, but he just released this song. It's all over the internet. It's all over radio.
Called, you mean since the uprising?
Since the uprising. And it's about the uprising, and it's really about those, you know, I mean, the uprising was relatively peaceful, but there were several young people died in these protests.
Yeah,
and this song was to honor those young people who died to get their civil rights. And it was called Misr Qalet, which means Egypt has spoken. And he's declaring his solidarity with the new Egypt, with the new movement, with the uprising, with the revolution.
Wow.
And so that was the second song. And like I said, the third one, the last one we heard was by a Lebanese rapper whose name is Reyes Beik. And he sang the song called Lamine. And it's off an album that contains all kinds of songs like that. If you like this, check out his album because it's all rap in Lebanese. And the guy really, really talks about things like direct directly, which didn't used to happen. So I think, you know, this kind of fills in what's been going on in the Middle East. Maybe next time I'll bring Bahrain and Libyan rap.
Sure.
But at this point, I figured we it would give us a nice intro.
Good job, Ramsey. Thank you for bringing that.
Yeah, thank you.
What do we have up next?
Well, you know, we're talking about the Middle East, and where is there still conflict? Where are there things that still need to be resolved? Well, of course, all over the place, but specifically, I wanted to not shy away from the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Okay. Not because, you know, I mean, this has been talked about and discussed, and, you know, everybody has their point of view, but I always believe that through music, through language unity, through speaking, through conversation, mm-hmm. you can get both sides to kind of appreciate each other more and humanize each other and see each other as living together. And so I'm going to do something a little bit radical, but it's really beautiful and it's very peace-oriented. I'm going to play a brand new song by an amazing Israeli band from Tel Aviv. Their name is Stereotip. Stereotip has this amazing album that, they self-released. And one of the songs on it, it's called, now I don't speak Hebrew, Bird, but it's called Metziut, which translates into reality. And it is about how sometimes we should not let reality get through to us and remember that things will get better. It's a very sort of uplifting song. Now, let me tell you about the group very quickly. They have this amazing singer named Bar Karti, and he's the lead singer guitarist. Elad Marom on lead guitar and vocals, Ziki Laor on bass and vocals, and Nicholas on drums. And they are just an amazing band. They sing this song, Reality. So I thought I'll take this really mellow song in Hebrew by an Israeli group and mix it in with a Palestinian woman whose name is Umayma Khalil, who sings a song called Asfur. I think your listener and you, Bert, are going to be really impressed by the fact that the Hebrew and the Arabic flow together so naturally and so beautifully that you start thinking, well, what are they fighting about? They should be going together. The music works, so why shouldn't the politics work? I mean, I know I'm simplifying, but this is what I think radio is about and your show is about. It's about trying to expose people to the other sides and different things. Mm-hmm. And so I think if we play this mix, Hebrew into Palestinian dialect, I think it'll work really well. But each song stands on their own as a really, really good song. So we'll begin with Stereotip, and we can mix into the Palestinian one right away. Okay, I hope you enjoy it. It's really mellow.
יושב לבד על הר ומסביבי שבילים שבילים של אפר הצבע הולך ודועך והרקע כבר כמעט שחור לבן שחור ולבן Yeah.
خبيني عندك خبيني دخلك يا نونو خبيني عندك خبيني دخلك يا نونو قلتلك انت من وين قلب لحدود السماء قلتلك جاي من وين قلي من بيت
It's almost like Arabic soul music.
Isn't it beautiful? And what did you think of that segueing from Hebrew into Arabic? And it was seamless.
It was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
That was a great pick, Ramsey. Ramsey Salty, our guest, lecturer here at the School of...
Well, it's actually the Department of African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures here at the Stanford Language Center. So
that's
like the longest title in world. And, you know, I can hardly remember it.
Do you have that on a card?
I do, but I don't. But the card is like so horrible. What is it?
I know. Does it say all that on one card?
Right. It's horizontal. It's not portrait. It's landscape. So it can fit in HD quality.
It's like a little book, right?
Yeah.
You got pages in it.
Yeah. And you still don't finish the title. You know,
it's
it has
true.
To continue over leaf.
It's true. Now, you normally teach on Mondays, but...
I do, but today, because...
It's a holiday.
Yeah, because it's my birthday, I would have taken the day off anyway. I do have, to tell you, I have a friend of mine in the studio, my best friend of 30-something years.
Give him a shout-out, man.
And his name is Mahran. He is somebody I grew up with. All my best memories of my life are with him. And because of my birthday, he wanted to come hang out in the studio. Now, he's probably a little bit shy to speak on the air. I promised him I would not do that to him, but I never promised I wouldn't give a shout-out bird.
Very cool.
So this is to Mahran, the best friend I've ever had for 30-something years. This went out on the air, so now he can't, you know, ever, you know...
Deny that he was here.
Right, or deny he was my friend.
Right.
Right.
Perfect.
Anyway, so yes, that was Umayma Khalil, and the song was called Asfur, which translated as bird. And before that, we heard the Israeli band from Tel Aviv, Stereotype, singing that gorgeous, gorgeous ballad called Metziut.
Yeah.
If you like that kind of music, if you like their music, check them out on MySpace. You can actually download their music there. And it's really beautiful kind of album. But it's not all slow. I mean, they have like quite a bit of psychedelic and alternative music in there too. So it's kind of an album that really gives you a little bit of everything.
How would people get to their MySpace page? Why don't you spell that name for
it's
folks?
Actually, yeah, it's Stereotype, one word.
Oh, okay.
But on the MySpace, it's actually Stereotype Music. That's who you want to look for.
Okay.
But the album, which, by the way, is, you know, part of our collection now, and I just reviewed it here at KZSU. The album is available here at KZSU for maybe other DJs who may want to spin their stuff as well.
Great.
It's now part of our library.
Great. And if folks want to get a hold of a copy of this show, all they need to do is wait till tomorrow, and they can go to Radio 4 All, Radio the number 4 All, and the show will be archived under the Lunch Special, KZSU's Lunch Special, and they can find Ramsey Salty's name in there. And you've got several shows, but it'll be under today's date, and people could listen back to the show, or they could actually pull it down and download it.
Yes. I mean, I'm so happy that, you know, if you miss the show, you can always go to the podcast. And I think that a lot of people sort of rely on that these days in this internet age. Is like, well, I can't be there at 12 o'clock live. So the podcasts tend to be really downloaded in large numbers.
Yeah.
And I think that's the wave of the future, frankly.
And we want to thank our producer, Blue, for doing all that hard work for us.
Yes, she's
amazing. Behind the scenes. What do we got up next, Ramsey?
So I figured, all right, let's move. We did, you know, a lot of like the Arab countries in Asia. I think we should move towards North Africa.
Okay.
And I do have
a... You going into Libya now?
I mean, that would be so current that probably they're recording the hip-hop song right now in Libya,
yeah,
and it'll be
streaming
in live. So maybe that'll be for the next show. But frankly, I also didn't want to like make the whole show just political. I thought a couple of love songs, you know.
Good.
Those are always good.
Yeah.
And there is a duet by two Moroccan young singers. One's name is Imad Nafai, and the other one is Hisham Mu'tabar. And man, this song, Bird, was sent to me by the two guys in Morocco.
Really?
I previewed it, you know, because you get sometimes like songs from different people, and I'm not sure how much it's going to fit into the theme of the show or you know, if it's, you know, suitable for airplay.
Mm-hmm.
And this song just captured me. It's called Gulul Habibi Malu, which means tell my love what's wrong with them. And so just as I was going to, you know, play that one, I discovered a song by another Maghrebian group that is very popular in France. They're called Les Boukaks. C'est français. No. Parlez-vous français?
No.
Well, anyway, but lucky for you, they don't sing in French. They sing in Moroccan Arabic. Does all that right. help?
No.
One of these days, Bert, I'm getting you into one of my Arabic classes. It'll be Assalamu alaikum this and Assalamu alaikum that.
Okay.
But anyway, so the second song we're going to feature will segue from one into the next. It's called Ummi, My Mother. And so we'll play these two, and then please stay tuned to the end of the show, because I'm going to end with one of the most talented pianists to ever come out of the Middle East and Jordan, Tala Tutunji. We're going to be featuring a beautiful classical symphonic piece that she plays towards the end of the show. But let's go to North Africa, I think, and jam a little bit with Imad Nafai.
وش غير حالو قولولو طالت الغيب ماني هالي بغيتو يرجع لي تاني باغي نشوفو
Lil, 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 lil بعيد ليل 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 يا ليل يا ليل 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 تعلي بحدايا يا أحلى نغمة وغنايا بالفرح تعلي لبدور صرت علي ليالي ما نبقى وحداني وتجيني في منامي مهما كنت عليك بعيد ليل 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 يا ليل يا ليل 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 يا ليل يا ليل ليل يا ليل يا ليل 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 آه آه آه
coming back now. Ramsey Salty, the guest, and a lecturer here at Stanford, lecturing in the Arabic, not the Arabic department, but you lecture about Arabic studies, Arabic language.
Well, yeah, I mean, because we don't really have an Arabic department per se at Stanford,
right.
A part of the
not
African
yet.
And Middle Eastern literatures and languages department here, but yes, not yet. Inshallah, God willing, and then in the future.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was some beautiful music there.
Wasn't it? That was actually a classical piece called The Adventures of Prince Ahmed or Ahmed or Ahmed. And that piece was played, you know, you heard that piano bird?
Mm-hmm,
that
yeah.
was Tala Tutunji.
That's a woman.
Yes, it's a wonderful young woman, a musician who is like no other, honestly. I checked out her webpage, talatutunji.com.
Uh-huh.
And you, of course, you can get the playlists from Zookeeper, anybody listening, if you don't know how to spell these foreign names.
Right.
But anyway, she is amazing. She does this kind of, she was born to play music. She was, you know, trained in the West. And
where's she from?
She's from Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Right next to Lebanon.
And a big difference from Lebanon, because, you know, Jordan's a desert, Lebanon, we're by the Mediterranean. But hey, through music, the whole world comes together here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Tala Tutunji. Before that, we heard the song Ummi, which translated means my mom, by Le Boukak, featuring Aymad Ulaibi, a wonderful musician out there too. I want to say hi to him. And we started the set with Aymad Nafai, featuring Hisham Mu'tabar, and the song called Gulu Habibi Malu, which I hope everybody enjoyed. So that was kind of like, that kind of wraps up the Middle East.
We brought
played
it full circle.
I think we tried as much as we can. Of course, there are, 21, 22 Arabic-speaking countries on
yeah,
Earth.
Yeah, but no, you did really good today.
But we tried to group
this them. This was a different kind of show, and it was very fresh. Now, Ramsey, Blue, my producer, let me know that you've been archiving the shows that you do here your own way, where people could get them and listen to them.
Well,
why don't you let the folks know how they could get them?
Sure. I mean, this is actually just the radioforall.net, the website you mentioned. You can actually go there, type my name, Ramsey Salty, in the search box. You can get all my old podcasts that
you
can download,
right.
including the lunch specials, all the fast ones.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Okay, Ramsey, I want to thank you for coming in today. And what are we going out
with? We're
going
to end with Mashrua Layla, that song called Ghadan Yawman Aftal, which means tomorrow's a better day. And that song goes out to Firas Abu Khadija and to Yara Brenton, whose first song was named after her. And we did it, Bird.
And happy birthday to Ramsey Salty today. He's 29 years old.
29 years young.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
الشمس بإيكر شي مالي عازي بس مش مطول غدا يوما أفضل مبسوط ما بيني شي مخبى الشمس بإيكر شي مالي عازي بس مش مطول غدا يوما أفضل يوم جنبه يا أما إنك ظالم بقى تتعلم تتفادى أحاديث بعمره بتوديش لا رح تنقذ أهلك ولا رح بتغير عالم شن الناس دايما بتطلق بعمره ما بتحبش قوم بلاش ما تخلص ومشرف لك بس تطلش حبيبك بوعظات جاي من عمرك من عاش حكيتهم خيب بس يا حلوة إلا بس تطلش
الشمس بيكر شي مالي عازق بس مش مطول هذا يوم الأفضل مبسوط ما بين شي مخبى الشمس بيكر شي مالي عازق بس مش مطول غدا يوم الأفضل
broadcast to bring you a special bulletin from KUSF and the Intercontinental Radio News. Warning, community and college radio are under attack. I repeat, we are under attack. Armed with lawyers, guns, and money, a secret alliance of corporate, religious, and political interests have descended on KUSF 90.3 FM in San Francisco. We are fighting back, but we need your help. If they are allowed to win even here in Shangri-La, what hope can remain for the real America? Help us in fighting the power here before it outgrows us all. If it does, your radio station will be next. Visit SaveKUSF.org and join the Save KUSF community on Facebook for further briefing. And hurry, we don't have much time.